So did you hear? Did you hear what was going on? What was going on?
I heard like they were singing during it.
What else?
Children ranging from age 6 through 14 were sitting in the Verve Dance Studio on Main Street downtown. Before they began their hip-hop lesson, they listened closely to co-owner Shane Dupree Fry. He explained how hip-hop music was derived by various artists. Fry had a stack of old vinyl albums that he was queuing up on a record player.
For your fans and new members,
hip-hop, without the DJ, the breakers wouldn't have been able to dance. You need music, so the DJ and the dancing, they go hand in hand.
Fry opened Verve 11 years ago with his wife, Heather Russell. They describe their studio as non-traditional. And in a time where there is so much racial divide, Fry and Russell say they've created classes and events that bring people from all walks of life together.
Hip-hop is about community and people and positive expression.
I think the dynamics that I really appreciate about what we do is that we help the children learn through projects and through the arts how to express themselves individually while at the same time understanding how to fit into a group or a team.
Russell says it's her husband's expertise as a b-boying hip-hop dancer and her desire to be a dance educator for the reasons they've created their hip-hop programs.
My husband has been a b-boy for 15 years. And so that was really his passion. I have always been a creative person, but I have a strong interest in education and understanding that not everyone learns the same way.
The Verve owners want to teach that hip-hop is not a stereotype about gangs in trouble.
What would you say is misunderstood about hip-hop culture?
I would say many things are misunderstood. But the city itself, the perception that they had of what a hip-hop event was basically one particular racial group not getting along. So they had this impression that that's what hip-hop was.
It's very important because it's a big part of American history. Hip-hop is just a beautiful, beautiful culture, and it has a lot to offer anybody who would be interested in learning about any of the elements.
It's not always so hard to do it.
One of the students learning hip-hop is 9-year-old Luca Falcone of Buffalo. He's been dancing since the age of 2, and a couple of years ago he discovered Verve and is really learning technique, especially through his hip-hop moves.
What is your message to those that don't understand the hip-hop culture?
It's a good dance, and it's not all just people who take out anger. It's all, and it's not mean stuff, it's cool stuff, and kids will look up to you saying, how does he do that? I wish I can do that.
Do you see that opening up friendships with kids from other backgrounds too?
Yes, because if someone has that personality with another child's personality, they might just like each other and they might be friends.
When Falcone returns to his class after the lesson in hip-hop music, the students jump to their feet in a large main studio for their actual hip-hop lesson. Verve is gearing up for its big event, Battle at Buffalo Under the Lights, the 5th annual hip-hop festival, August 29th. Russell and Fry say this is a way to celebrate unity and diversity, all brought together through hip-hop culture. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.